Ben Cronish from New York. I don't know if any of you heard this. It was broadcast on the partner's site, but it's an idea that I think deserves bringing up again because it's been so helpful to our practice. I guess before we get to the sales and sales ideas, the most important thing is getting in front of people who want to hear what we're talking about. And I have to give my hat off to Joel Solomon for helping me refocus on something that I learned a long time ago and now implementing it into our practice, and that is gaining favorable introductions on a regular basis. And it's so simple that it's a shame that, you know, that it's something I didn't start earlier, because I probably could have had a lot more sales as a result. But essentially, I've made it a commitment every day to mark a half an hour off on my schedule. And the purpose of that half hour is to make phone calls to get two lunch appointments. That's it. Just two appointments for the next coming weeks. And when I call up my existing clients to ask for these lunch appointments, I simply say to them, there's something important that I would like to talk to you about. I'd like to have lunch next week, the week after. Most everybody's response is, you know, is everything okay? And to which my answer is, yes, okay, but I just want to talk to you about something that can wait until we meet. We have lunch, I sit down, you know, we have some casual conversation, and then I say, look, I need your help in building my practice. I haven't ever asked you for this before, or maybe I have, but I need your assistance, and I'm going to help you in a way that I haven't done that before by asking you some questions to identify people that are important in your life. I don't want you to think about people who want to buy insurance. I just want to identify people that are important. And I've got some questions, many of which I don't get very far through, but the most telling one is I say, you know, make believe you're on a TV game show and they ask a question. Who's the lifeline you're going to call? People will say, well, what's the question? I'm like, what's it matter what the question is? It's taxes, it's whatever. They start throwing out names of people that are important to them. I've got 140 names over the last 6 weeks of new people to speak to.